From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. Today was the deadline for House and Senate negotiators to complete work on a bill to add outpatient prescription drug coverage to the Medicare program. But not only are the negotiators not finished, by some accounts they've made scant headway on what was supposed to be the top domestic bill of the year. NPR's Julie Rovner has this update.
A key reason negotiators aren't done yet, says Ed Howard of the Nonpartisan Alliance for Health Reform, is that the $400 billion Medicare bills passed by the House and Senate last July attempt to do far more than just add a drug benefit to the program.
There are 100 issues lurking in here. There is the question of drug safety. There's the question of how low-income people will be accommodated. And there's the question of how the future of the Medicare program is going to proceed.
Members of the mostly Republican group that's been meeting behind closed doors for the past several weeks say they're not panicked by missing this latest deadline. Republican Billy Tozan of Louisiana is chairman of the House Energy and Commerce Committee.
Well, we assumed we wouldn't be finished today. We set this deadline, obviously, to push everyone to the limits, and I think we've done that fairly well.
What they haven't done is make many of the tough decisions needed to shape a final bill. Instead, negotiators have been trying to talk through the contentious issues, like how much to encourage private plan participation in Medicare and how generous to make the new drug benefit. And they've been trying to figure out how much each decision costs, according to the Congressional Budget Office, which will determine whether the bill stays within its $400 billion limit. Tozan said in such a confusing undertaking, the only way they can proceed is tentatively.
You can't make a decision on the drug design package that doesn't affect the way in which you deal with the poor. You can't make a decision on how you design the private plan structure without knowing how CBO is going to score the effectiveness of that decision in terms of saving money or creating opportunities for you to spend money somewhere else on a provider, for example.
Montana Senator Max Baucus, one of only two Democrats who are part of the negotiating group, says he's also happy with the way the talks are progressing, and he's still optimistic.
We've invested a lot of time, but more important, we know that this is probably the only opportunity we're going to have to provide prescription drug benefit for seniors.
But other Democrats are growing increasingly anxious, including Senate Minority Leader Tom Daschle.
The only pronouncements that we've seen so far on Medicare are ones that add costs to senior citizens.
That was a reference to reports earlier this week that negotiators are considering raising the premium for Part B outpatient coverage for higher-income Medicare patients. Among those unhappiest with that proposal is Massachusetts Democratic Senator Edward Kennedy, a strong supporter of the bipartisan bill that passed the Senate. Kennedy says not only would such a change undermine the universal nature of Medicare, but that those who are wealthier already pay more for the program.
And the Medicare Part B is primarily paid for with the progressive income tax. So the very wealthy people that they're talking about pay in many, 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 many more times than the amount of benefits that they would receive. So it's rather a red herring.
Kennedy refused to say if he would vote against the bill if the premium changes were included. But the issue points out the biggest problem with getting a deal, says Howard of the Alliance for Health Reform.
There are a lot of people who say if a particular provision isn't in the final bill, they're going to vote against it. And others on the other side who say if that same provision is in the bill, they're going to vote against it.
In the end, the most complicated math for the negotiators isn't going to be keeping a final bill under the $400 billion cap. It's going to be finding the combination of policies that can win enough conservative Republican votes in the House and enough Democratic votes in the Senate to make it to President Bush's desk. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.